It's Friday. It's the first Friday of the month, and that means it's time for the Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Bob. Hello, everyone.
Well, this is a little different, isn't it?
You know, this is, I have to say, and even though it's still radio, usually when I go into the studio, I still put makeup on, even though I know people aren't going to see me. But so I don't have any makeup on, folks, but I did get dressed.
Hey, got to start somewhere, right?
Which, you know, I figured it was kind of optional from working from home. But, yeah, so this is exciting, our first live from home show. So I hope everyone can hear me all right, and I can't miss a show, so I'm excited that this is an option, because at my house, let's see, I haven't left the property in 3 weeks now, so.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Boy, you're taking it literal, aren't you?
We are. Our family chose to do the self-isolating, and we have been doing that. You know, and I have to say, it feels like a much more natural rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And the days are still very full and seem to still go by very fast. And it just feels more natural, more the way it should be. Less of all this running around, a lot more family time, game time, campfires, outside time.
Don't you think, Sandra, that that's one of the things that could come out of this if we use this properly? Because much we can do about it. We have to do what they tell us to do. So why don't we make the most of it and get back to being real families?
You know, I agree, and I really wanted to take time to thank you, Bob, for all the positive messages. I know some folks tune in to WPCA to listen to Plant Rant. I would encourage you to listen at all different other times of the day. There's tons of great programming, and you've just been it's so lovely to send out the positive messages that you've been offering to the community and that community support, and reminding us that we are a community and we will get through this together, and to see the bright spot. I've been trying. I have to focus on the bright side, or I will be overwhelmed with anxiety. So I've just been, I turn off the news. I try to be informed to the extent that I need to be, and then and choose where that information's coming from, and then just focus on the positive aspects.
That's what we should all do.
So I hope that everyone else can. And right now, we have all this lovely time, and it's spring.
It's so pretty.
Get out and work in your yard.
There you go. And even if it's a day like today when it's just spitting a little rain here and there all the time, that sort of thing, you don't have to go outside to plan your yard, plan your garden, figure out what you're going to put where and all that sort of thing.
Right, exactly. And, well, and these rainy, I mean, it's the sunny days that make you feel like you have to go out and do something. Rainy days, and if you're one of the blessed people to be able to be home, you know, curl up with a book, get your family together and pull out a board game or watch a movie. There's time for all these things.
Exactly. And for kids, it's a time for them to learn what families were at one time and how much fun it is to be that again.
Yes, and I every situation is different. I couldn't imagine going through this right now living in an apartment building.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Or maybe even living in town would be harder, but to be rural and to be able to be outside, you know, is just amazing. And, if you know, for folks who listen on a regular basis, The show in February, the focus of that show was the benefit of nature and stress reduction. So even if you're in town, you know, we've got this 6-foot distancing thing. Just follow that and get outside and take a walk. If you're in Amory or in St. Croix, either one, get down to the river, get down to the dam, and just get out, because that benefit of being in nature, if you are struggling right now with these changes that are happening in this, you know, there's fear involved if you're worried about your family or yourself and, you know, contracting this or whatever. So it's get out in nature, though, and get that stress level reduced.
You know,
whether
the other
it's just
thing,
taking a walk or sitting by a tree.
Exactly. We should all do at the same time when we're out, especially when we're outside, and get amongst the trees or whatever it is. Think about how lucky we are that we live here. Because
yeah.
to this date, so far, there are no coronavirus cases reported in Polk County. Now there's one in Barron, but only one. And that's a case of the coronavirus itself. And part of it's because we live out here in this wonderful area.
Yes.
Fresh air, good people. We tend to observe rules. I mean, people walk 6 feet apart. We don't gather in large gatherings. Churches are doing things another way. Two or three of the churches are now doing their service on the radio because they can't have the group in church. So they have another kind of broadcast to still get the message to their parishioners.
Well, I was proud of our state for stopping the school as early as they did.
Yeah.
You know, we're ahead of a lot of places.
Yep.
I actually chose to keep Anthony home those 2 days where they still went to because I thought he's already been home for the weekend. It doesn't make any sense to send him, and I did need to go in and get his work. But, you know, and it's crazy, you know, a year ago on the show, I was, you know, bragging and boasting and going on about the wonderful planting program that they offered at Amory at Lean Elementary.
Yeah.
You know, this whole group of local CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, these group of CSA farmers went and donated their time and their supplies and went to the elementary school and planted seeds with the kids. The hallways were lined with seeds and seedlings then. And then in the spring, you know, the kids would plant their garden and then families would tend it throughout the summer.
Yeah.
And then next, you know, in the fall, you know, the lunch ladies would serve
Yeah.
these beautiful vegetables. And so I just feel like that is one thing that I am, you know, missing or sad about, that the, you know, they're not getting that opportunity. But we have this great opportunity to do that at home with the kids. And
exactly.
it can be as easy as starting seeds inside. And even if you don't have seeds, if you have a carrot top that has a little bit of that nub on it, you can put that in water for a few days, get some roots, and plant it. If you have the top of a pineapple, you can plant that. If you have a clove of garlic, you can plant that. So it doesn't have to be. I know a lot of seeds are out at the stores, I've been told.
Sure.
But there's some good seed growers online. I know there's, and I should have written this down. There's a one in the cities, and they're not allowing any pickup, but they're doing, you know, they're shipping.
Sure.
So they're being careful, and you can still get some things. And this is a perfect time, well, to do two things. This is a great time to either start planting your own food.
Sure.
You know, we are fully stocked up here. We do not plan on making even a trip to the grocery store unless if we absolutely had to. And then, you know, I talked last month, too, about Tana Worrell and the wild crafting and the edibles that are on our properties. And then those farmers that I talked about that were did the planting at school, it's a great time to support them.
Yeah,
to
yeah
get
absolutely.
And support our local families, our local communities, and to not have to be going to the store. I'm all over the place here. Things are kind of traveling. I want to make sure, speaking of Tana, she is still planning on doing that foraging program.
Oh, yeah.
If it needs to start late, it will. Otherwise, she's set to begin in May. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is an outdoor class.
Yeah.
So, if, you know, you social distancing if you're practicing that. She is extending that benefit, the incentive. If you register and pay in full by the first day of class, you'll get a free Bountiful Backyard Gathering, which is she comes to your backyard and finds all the edible and municipal plants that you have. And talks to you about how you can harvest, prepare, and store them.
Wow.
So if you're open to people coming to your place, and, you know, and you could do distancing with this pretty easily,
think.
And this is coming for me who is not leaving her property, but everyone has a different level of discomfort, but it would be a good time for that. I really just feel like the last few shows are coming together. We talked about herbs and increasing the immunity and all these things. I mean, the nettles are popping up now, and that was one thing Teresa went on about was the nettles and all the benefits of that. So if you can get out there and harvest those and know how to use them, you can be nourishing your body, and the sleep and that nourishment is what's going to protect us.
Exactly.
If we do come in contact with these germs that are out there. So, but it's a good time right now to grow your own food, support those in our community that are. So lots of different local family farms that are out there, and I was able to speak with Tamara Johnson. She's from Johnson Family Pastures, and she is just outside of Centuria.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, talking with her, she really gave me a lot more reasons, too, for supporting our local farmers. Their benefits of just there being fewer hands. It's going direct from the farm to the individuals.
Yep.
Now, in our community or with the regulations, your food, if you do meat, has to be USDA packaged and inspected. But even still, it's going from the farm to a commercially licensed, you know, regulated, clean packaging area, or if the sausage is getting made or whatever. It goes right back to the farmer and then goes to you. And at Johnson Family Pastures, they are taking it very seriously. So they're doing, well, they do drop-off, but this is in Stillwater and Minneapolis, so that would be more for people in the cities. They're letting people stay in their car, and they're putting the product directly into their car, and then those people can pay them, you know, through the mail or online.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to have in contact. They do have stuff at the Luck Co-op if you're going off, but what I was really impressed with is they are having on-the-farm pickup.
Wow.
And even if it was on a Friday, say, and they had five pickups,
they
would have five different coolers out. So each order is separate. They're sterilizing these coolers between every person. They have a pay box if you want to pay that way, or they are allowing people you can pay online. And Johnson Family Pastures, I should tell you more about them. First-generation family farmers and young couple, and they do pork and beef shares, and they have that available now. And you can look them up online at johnsonfamilypastures.com. And then in June, they'll also offer chicken and lamb.
Wow.
They used to do produce as well, and now they're not offering that anymore. Mm. But to get that local meat, and all there is grass-fed, and just, you know, they have a beautiful farm. If people may have been familiar, it's the farm that is outside of Centuria that had been vacant for a super long time. It's right across the racetrack road from the Baker Orchard.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and so they work together with the Baker Orchard as well. It's lovely in the fall when you can get the beautiful fresh pork and the fresh apples, which is such a great combination.
So anyway, it's good, and it's readily accessible.
Yes, and just the fact that they're taking it so seriously, the cleaning of the coolers in between, you know, the meat has been, you know, handled as minimally as possible. And when you buy stuff from the store, it's going from the farm to the packaging to the distributor to the store and then handled
again
and then again. And you've got a clerk and you've got all these things. So, you know, I'm going to talk about several of these local farms that we have in the area. And I think a lot of it's just going to depend upon who you're closest to. Because most of them are doing the on-the-farm pickup. I do the other thing with Johnson Family Pastures. I found out from her, and this I just thought was, you know, we talk about community and supporting community. And so the coffee shop in Star Prairie had gotten, it was for sale from the Ruth and Jerry, the previous owners, and a nice couple had bought it and turned it into Jewelltown Roastery. They're currently not open, but they have a refrigerator, freezer, whatever they need outside.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And they're doing the honor system.
Wow, really?
They have milk and meat and eggs, and I know the meat, they're featuring Johnson Family Pastures. I think in the past they maybe have had some stuff from Whetstone, and I don't know if they currently do now, but I know some of the Johnson Family Pastures product is there, and then milk and eggs, and you just take what you take, and then you email them and let them know what you've took, and they bill you.
Wow.
I mean, I just, it almost makes me want to cry because I just can't believe that they're putting this out there and trusting people and letting people have an option. And eggs and stuff have been, I know one of the things at the stores that people have been having a hard time.
Wow. You know, in this day and age, it's very unusual to hear about anything on the honor system.
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard, you know, it's so easy to pick up something and even just forget that you took it, much less, and here they are, they're doing it, and I bet you that they're getting paid for most of what they have.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I have to say, there was a gentleman I met years ago. As a matter of fact, he had the farm where Roy from Landscape Alternatives is now, and he had the farm stand set up, and he said he would normally wind up with more money in the box than what he would have gotten if he was there doing the exchange with people.
Yeah.
And
maybe people appreciate being trusted.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, and it's interesting because in the farm, I mean, it's common to have the produce stand out and people to take what, you know, you have the pricing there and they make their own change and whatever. And I just, I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful that they're, that this is happening. And then it's nice, you know, they're supporting the community and trying to get the product out and then helping folks so they can get things that they need without going to the store and having that extra exposure.
It all comes back to community. We would be so much better off if we forgot about all the running around and just live within our own communities. How pretty would that be?
I know.
But it's the way it is today, and maybe this terrible thing that's happening in the country, maybe that's the good that's going to come from it.
Well, we have to find the silver lining.
We do.
It's just...
We do, absolutely.
And stay positive.
And any time that we have disasters, something good always comes out of it.
Yeah, it's amazing how much has changed since the last show. And and last month I debated, you know, Teresa and I were talking about the herbs and we just kind of skirted around it and without going directly to what was happening. But it can't be ignored anymore because it's just...
You know, it's right in front of us and it's going to be here a while.
Well, and we need to be informed. We need to be safe and everybody stay home. That's my message. No, but let's get back to plants. So the Johnson Family Pastures, you can look them up online or 262-354-5737 or find their stuff at the Luck Co-op or in Star Prairie at the Jewelltown Roastery. Whetstone Farm is another great local family farm. Their kids are actually Amory students as well and go to school with Anthony. They have grass-fed lamb, mutton, and goat. And then they also currently have some storage veggies from last year and a few spring greens. I'm getting a mixed message. I didn't get confirmation. Her website was very up-to-date, which I love. And also, I have to say, Johnson Family Pastures, too, has a beautiful website. Very nicely done. Lots of recipes. I get to know them. And very current and up-to-date with their timing and pricing. So the Whetstone Farm was offering... And this does say, during the time of uncertainty with the spread of the COVID-19, we have decided to offer door-to-door delivery.
Wow.
But then I got another message, but it was kind of from a friend to a friend thing, that they're doing on-farm pickup. So they're done delivering for today. It said to check back for the next date, were having one. So just check in with those folks. If you're interested, they do offer on-farm pickup, and then if you're offering, you could double-check on the delivery. And they have, it's Whetstone Farm online, or 612-354-6282, and Emily would be happy to talk to you. They do meat and they do wool, so it's kind of neat on their website. They've actually got a sheepskin for sale. They've got some really nice yarn. So, hey, folks, we're home. Why not pick up a new hobby, get some of this beautiful yarn from them, and you can go on YouTube and learn how to use it.
There's a lot of things. Well, the point of that is there's a lot of things you can do when you're essentially confined to your house.
Yeah, it's great. And like I was saying, I've been finding at our house, there still is not enough time in the day. It's like, no, now it's time to come in and eat dinner and get toward bedtime. We can't stay out at the campfire any longer. Trust me, I want to too, but yeah, we're trying to keep some semblance of a routine going as well. And like this learning from home, I can see why people choose to homeschool their kids. And I love Lean. I love the Amory School District is great, which is why Anthony goes there. But, man, it's for his age group, about an hour and a half, 2 hours is what they're asking us to do. And, of course, depending upon the level of cooperation, depends on if that goes longer or not, how much to get done. But it's great. I'm kind of liking this lifestyle in the midst of all this. But, you know, and that's the thing, these farmers, pretty much everyone on this list are family farms with kids, and they're there, and this is how we can show their support and support them and help our community so that they can continue to still make money. You can stay safe and get food where you know its source, you know where it's coming from. So my guess, this was supposed to be the month that I was going to have, you know, two or three people in the studio with us, which the dialogue would have been much different. If you look at everyone's websites, if you get the chance, it's great because everyone does kind of put their little plug in for what is important to them, whether it's, you know, migrant workers, you know, being a concern with how the people get treated in our country and just, you know, how the land is thought of, how we consider our food. They all have something different to offer with their philosophy, and I just love it. And you can check it out and see who resonates with you. But Jason from Steady Hand Farm was going to be one of the guests, and then he was going to kind of coordinate with a few other folks, you know, to come on, but now with the situation, we have to postpone that for now. But they are still planning at this point. They have on-farm pickup, and they're a vegetable CSA, so there's primarily veggie. Johnson Family Pasture and Whetstones are going to be for the meat, and then Steady Hand is vegetables. They're on the northwest side of Amory and do on-farm pickup, but at this point, they do plan on doing the St. Croix Falls Farmers Market on Saturdays from 10 to 1, and that will start in June. So we'll see, I guess, where the community is at that point.
It's hard to know if those farmers markets will be able to operate.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So, but we, you know, we'll focus on the positive for now and see what happens. He has a website, Steady Hand Farm, and I say he, but it is himself and his wife that run the farm. 715-768-0719 if you want to contact. And, you know, and as I go through all these, it's like, my goodness, you can get lamb and mutton and goat and pork and beef and chicken and, you know, there's all these options and then these beautiful veggies. And the Turnip Rock Farm, they're by Clear Lake, and they have Cosmic Wheel Creamery. So they do vegetables. They've got some spinach now, you know, some early season stuff. They'll have more later. They do beef and pork as well. And then they do grass-fed aged cheese.
Oh, boy.
And then they offer eggs, but not from their farm. They were having too many problems with predators. But they do have eggs from a neighbor's farm called Dancing Hen Farms.
Okay.
So some of this is going to depend upon where you're at. If you're, you know, if you're west of Amory, Johnson Family Pastures is going to be your best bet. If you're east of Amory, you know, Clear Lake, Turnip Rock, as far as the beef and the pork, some of this just is going to be, you know, where people are listening from and what's going to work best. But that cheese, oh, my goodness. I mean, now we've got it all. We've got our meat, our cheese, our vegetables.
You prepared for this, didn't you?
What's that?
You prepared for this, didn't you?
You know, it's interesting. I probably did spend more time getting ready for the show than I sometimes
No, I meant for your home.
I was really grateful that I got to speak to Tamara. I wish I would have gotten to speak with more of these folks, because it's lovely when you can get a quote from somebody. When she's telling me about the benefit of fewer hands and getting it direct from the farmer and less individual contact and hearing what they're doing at Johnson Family Pastures, and it's nice. But I'm doing the best that I can with the contact I've had and the email or the websites and that. So another farm, if you're south of Amory, the Whetstone, they're kind of between Amory and Star Prairie. And then Sweet Top is in Deer Park. And they do a weekly or biweekly share. So a lot of these farms, you know, some of them you can just buy the cuts that you want or what you want. And then others are, you know, the shares where you pre-buy, and every week, or with Sweet Top, they do a biweekly. Every few weeks, you get a beautiful box of mixed produce with what's in season at the time. A lot of these folks do offer recipes and things, too, so you know how to use them. And then Sweet Top does on-farm pickup as well.
Oh.
And so, which I think is going to be the trend right now with not being able to go out. Another great farm, Pike Hole Farm, if folks know where the Pike Hole is, you know, past Little Falls there, and they do shares. And what I love about them, and I don't know, maybe others offer this, but this was something that they promoted with their shares. If there's something that you don't want, like me, I do not like beets. And this was actually their example that they use. Like, if you don't want any beets, they'll give you a bigger share of something else and leave the beets out. Want 2/3 of your share to be beets, you can do that. So they kind of do like a smorgasbord option where you can choose what you want for your share. They do their stuff is available June through October 31st. They do on-farm pickup or are at the market. And one thing I thought interesting with these folks, and they have vegetables and berries and pork.
Ooh, okay.
And I don't have confirmation if this will be happening this year or not. I know agriculture does have some different they have some leeway.
Yeah.
So they offer work trade. You know, so some folks out there, if you think, you look at the price, I don't know if I can put that much money up front. You know, some will offer like a payment plan or.
Sure.
But these guys actually offer work trade, and you could work just a couple hours a week, or you can work more. They offer, Pike Hole offers a internship as well.
Oh, my. Wow.
Which I thought was really cool. So,
yeah.
And that is Brad and Val Berkey, and so they are outside on C, heading out of Amory towards Star Prairie.
Yep.
They have a nice website, otherwise a phone as well, 715-554-1034. But I just thought that work trade and the internship thing is...
What a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe this will start a trend. Wouldn't that be something?
It would be. It would be great. Well, I just think this, if there was ever a time to start growing your own food and keeping things a lot more local.
Now's the time.
Now is it. So this Absolutely. Is a way of supporting these people, supporting our community, helping these local families keep food on their own table, so to speak, or other things that they need money for that they don't, you know, since they're growing their own food.
Exactly.
You know, get out and enjoy the benefits of nature. Get outside. I mean, you know, when we talked a couple months ago, the one study showed just having houseplants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In your house.
Yep.
It can give a benefit. So everything was all over the place here today, as normal. That's why it's called the Plant Rant. But
there you go.
Check out these family farms: Whetstone, Johnson Family Pastures, Steady Hand, Turnip Rock, Sweet Top, Pike Hole Farm. The Jewelltown Roastery has offerings outside. I just think that is neat. And if we can, I see we have like a minute. I don't know how strict we are on time, but.
We're right on time.
I'm going to read just one little thing from the Gardener's Year because.
Okay.
Why not? The Gardener's April. April, that is the right and blessed month for the gardener. Let lovers go to Jericho with their praises of May. In May, trees and flowers only flower, but in April, they bud. This sprouting and shooting, these germs, shoots, and sprouts are the greatest wonder of nature, and I shall not tell you one more word about them. Sit on your heels and poke with your finger in the puffy soil, holding your breath, for your finger is touching a full and fragile bud. It cannot be described, just as kisses and some few other things cannot be described in words. But let us return to the frail bud. Well, nobody knows how it happens, but it occurs strikingly often that when you step on a bed to pick up some dry twig or to pull out a dandelion, you usually tread on a shoot of the lily or troleus. It crunches under your foot, and you sicken with horror and shame. And you take yourself for a monster under whose hooves grass will not grow. Or with infinite care, you loosen the soil in a bed with the inevitable result that you chop with the hoe a germinating bulb. Or nearly cut off with the spade the sprouts of the anemones. When horrified, you start back. You crush with your paw a primula in flower, or break the young plume of a delphinium. The more anxiously you work, the more damage you make. Only years of practice will teach you the mysteries and bold certainty of a real gardener who treads at random and yet tramples on nothing. Or if he does, at least he doesn't mind. Well, this is only by the way.
Very good.
So get out there, check out those buds. The trees are budding out. The bulbs are popping up out of the ground. Move those little leaves aside from your little babies and see if something's popping up. It just, it'll make you feel good.
It's a great time of year.
It is a great time of year. And if you want to get out the barbecue, you can go check out some of those folks that have this yummy grass-fed beef and pork and lamb and have yourself some outside time and have a cookout.
All right.
But with only your immediate family on your
yeah, exactly.
who you live with.
Yeah, keep it close to home.
And then do what all those mean people do and put a picture of it on Facebook. It's like, come on.
Thanks, Sandra.
You're welcome, Bob. I will be back next month in some way or another, whether it be from home or probably
more
it'll
like
be from
this.
Home. But
who knows?
We'll talk then.
All right. Thanks, Sandra.
Yeah, thank you.
Sandra the Plant Lady on the Plant Rant for this first Friday of the month.